white. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Have you seen it? Have you tried it? New white Oxidol, Procter & Gamble's great new wash day soap. It's the whitest Oxidol ever. But what's more important, it washes clothes whiter than ever before. Now, with new white Oxidol, you can wash your clothes any day. Dry them anywhere, even inside, and get the whitest Oxidol wash in history. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, you're right with new white Oxidol, the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. You'll see shirts wash a more brilliant white than you ever thought a soap could get them. Sheets and napkins wash to a snowy sparkle. And this dazzling new whiteness stays in your wash for the life of your clothes. As long as you use new white Oxidol. And new white Oxidol is truly safe, too. Washable colors actually come out brighter, from work shirts and overalls to your prettiest blouses and colored cottons. Your very first wash day with new white Oxidol, you'll say you've never seen a wash so white and right. And now you get it every wash day. So try new white Oxidol soon. Your dealer has it now. Be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol. The greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, last night was a grim and tragic one in the small town down in Brown County. A stranger fell to his death from a window in Miss Ann Morrison's suite over at the Rushville Center House. Joseph was there with Miss Morrison when it happened. Completely stunned by the sight of a man flying out the window screaming. Hurt, because the stranger, whoever he was, had been in the adjoining room all the time that he'd been pouring out his impassioned love for Miss Morrison, Joseph finally yielded to her pleas and left, making his way down the back stairs out to the side door of the hotel. The crisp night air hitting him full in the face momentarily cleared his head. He stood there, hidden in the doorway, and then became conscious of voices over on Main Street, 50 feet away. Among them, he recognized the voice of Willie Fitz.
Charlie, did you hear that shooting and howling? What was it, do you know? Seemed to be coming from right down there around the hotel, didn't it?
Joseph longed to run over to Main Street and join Willie and the others. Go see what had happened to the man who'd fallen. But instead, he looked about him for a split second and then broke into a run. He ran directly over to the bus depot. Glancing quickly around to see whether he was being observed, he walked over to the telephone booth.
Hello? 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 Oh, hurry up. Hello? Oh, hello. Let me talk to Dr. Stevens, please. I don't remember his number. It's an emergency. Thanks. Oh, come on. Hello? Is this Dr. Stevens? Look, Doctor, there's been an accident over Rushville Center House. You'd better come right over. Oh, you go around to the alley side of the hotel. A man's fallen. What? Fallen out of the hotel. Oh, what difference who this is? I'm telling you, get on over there, will you? He's probably hurt bad.
Joseph sat there in the privacy of the phone booth for a few seconds after his call to Dr. Stevens, and then, fighting his impulse to go and find out what had happened to the mysterious stranger, he left the bus depot and went home. Well, it's the next morning now, going on 8:00. Ma is down in the kitchen washing up her few breakfast dishes and wondering why Joseph hasn't come downstairs yet. Listen.
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home or off yet?
Good morning, Abby. Good morning, child. I'm out in the kitchen.
Oh, hi. Well, gee, are you all alone, Ma? Where's everybody?
Oh, hello, Abby. Joseph ain't come down yet, and Faye is still abed with that virus infection, you know.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that she can get up today.
Well, jeepers, I'll bet this is the one and only household in the whole of Rushville Center that isn't alive and stirring.
Why, Evie? What's happened, child?
Why, you mean you don't know about the goings-on last night?
What goings-on, Evie?
Oh, for pity's sake. You mean Faye or Joseph or nobody knows?
Evie, what are you talking about?
Well, is that fresh coffee on the stove, Ma?
Yes, I've made it for Joseph and Faye. Would you like a cup?
Mm-hmm. I ain't even thought of breakfast, but seeing the pot sitting there, though, I'd kind of
I'll get you a cup, surely. What happened, Evie?
Well, Willie and me went to the picture show, you know, last night, and coming out, we were going to go and get some ice cream when there was a shooting and screaming.
What, child? Shooting?
Yeah. Well, we forgot all about our ice cream and went running down to the hotel, and there was Gladys Pendleton looking white as a sheet. Seems her and that friend of hers visiting him from Chicago. Well, they'd been passing the hotel when the commotion broke out. They looked up, and there was a man falling from the hotel.
Falling, Eddie?
Yeah, that's what I said when they told me, falling. But that's what happened, though. Fell right out of the top floor of the hotel.
Oh, heavens to Betsy.
And, Ma, guess who Lumi fell out of?
Miss Ann Morrison's
bed.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Evie, it seemed to me I heard a door upstairs. It might be Joseph. Faye. No, I reckon not. Linda Goshen, I never heard of such a thing falling.
Yeah, right through the window, glass and all.
Oh, the poor man. Who was it, Evie?
They don't know. Nobody ever saw him before except Julius, the clerk down at the hotel taking Peter Skillet's place. He said this man came in yesterday morning off the westbound train, and he came right over to the hotel and got a room.
Oh, why, the poor man. He must have been hurt bad. Did they get a doctor and all?
There was no need to, Ma. Called Tom Stevens, but could have saved his time. Just call the undertaker instead.
Heavens to Betsy. You mean that nobody knows who he is, even?
No. He signed the register at the hotel some funny name, Gulliver Jones, and he said he came from, someplace in Michigan. But Jim Tookie later found a railroad ticket. He's been used, canceled, you know, from Pittsburgh, PA.
Oh, man. A man passing. Nobody to notify.
Hi, Evie.
Oh.
Morning, Ma.
Joseph.
Morning, Joe.
I thought you might be coming down soon, dear. Would you like some coffee, son?
Yeah, I'll get it, Ma. Don't you bother.
There's some coffee cake, too, if you like, Joseph. Toast, maybe?
No, thanks, Ma. This is all I want. Go ahead talking, Evie. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, you know, it's funny. The whole house don't know anything about it. Jeepers, him screaming when he fell out of that window was enough to wake the dead.
What? What are you talking about? What scream?
Joseph, it seems that a man fell out of a window down at the Rushville Center house last night.
Yeah, Joe, and he was killed.
When did all this happen?
Well, Willie and me had just got out of the picture show. It was about 10:30. Say, what's the matter with you folks? You go to sleep with the chickens?
Evie, we all went to bed real early last night.
Well, anyway, when we got to the hotel, people were congregating around, and Jim Tookie came running over to take charge. And then who shows up but Mr. Alfred Sinclair? Jim was just getting ready to go upstairs. You know, it was as plain as the nose on your face that the body must have come from Miss Morrison's room.
Why?
Why? There's a broken window up there. The window on the alley side.
What about Mr. Sinclair, Evie?
Well, he comes downstairs. He must have dressed in a hurry. And he says he can explain everything. All except who the man was.
You mean nobody knows who he was?
No. So Mr. Sinclair said he and Miss Morrison were together all evening in her room. And this fella came busting in with a gun. Oh, and I saw the gun. Fell out of the window with him. Yeah. Well, anyway, Mr. Sinclair said he tussled with a fella, and he was a burglar or something. And the gun went off, and the fella stumbled over something, and he fell back through the window, glass and all.
Oh, Lance.
Well, Constable Tookie said he'd like to have a look around upstairs in Miss Morrison's suite, so we all traipsed up. And jeepers, you should have seen it, Ma. She's got a table fixed up like a bar, I guess you'd say. A bottle of whiskey and glasses on it.
Did you all stop and have a drink?
What's feeding you, anyway?
Oh, nothing. Evie, dear, nothing. Land, you've had a whole night to think about this, what happened. It doesn't seem so shocking to you no more, but a man being killed, to Joseph and me, the news is so fresh that it seems hard to believe. Ain't that right, son?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Ma. I'm sorry, Evie.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, Miss Morrison was in a bathrobe. Only it was more like a negligee.
Evie, what happened finally, child?
What do you mean, what happened?
Well, about everything. You said that the constable was there.
Oh, half the town was there. And you should have heard what they were saying about the way Miss Morrison and Mr. Sinclair looked.
What do you mean?
Joseph, please, Dan.
Well, I spend a lot of evenings working at home, too, you know, and I never gone around looking like that.
What's that got to do with anything?
Children, please.
All right. I'm always wrong. But I can tell you one thing. Town ain't going to soon forget the spectacle they made of themselves last night. Mr. Morrison and Mr. Alfred Sinclair.
Are they going today, Evie, the two of them? They were supposed to leave Rushville Center.
No, Ma, no, they're not. Constable asked them to stay till a coroner's inquest, at least. You see, after all, Mr. Sinclair admitted he was the last one to lay hands on the stranger. Well, guess I'll go. I left all my housework. I thought you might like to know about all
this. Yes. Yes, indeed. Thank you, child. Evie? Evie, child?
What?
Don't be angry with Joseph. The boy's upset.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be seeing you.
Goodbye, dear. I'll talk to you later. Well, Joseph, would you like some more coffee?
No, thanks, Ma. I'm sorry about Evie.
Joseph, I don't like to lecture, but you got to start watching your temper, son. It's gotten to be almost automatic, everything that someone says.
I know, Ma. Ma, I...
Yes, son. What is it? Is there something you want to tell me?
No, it's nothing, Ma. Nothing.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Oxydol washes have always been famous for their whiteness. Now they're whiter than ever, because now there's a new white Oxydol, the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered, and it gives you the whitest Oxydol wash in history. See for yourself how white new Oxydol is, and next wash day, see how white it gets your wash. Whiter than ever before, the whitest Oxydol wash you've ever had. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
No question about it. You're right with new white Oxydol, the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. That amazing new whiteness stays in your wash for the life of your clothes as long as you use new white Oxydol. And you know it's truly safe. You can tell by the brilliant sparkle it gives to washable colors. They come out dazzling bright. So be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxydol. Your dealer has it now. New white Oxydol, the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Well, Alfred Sinclair has announced that it was he who was present when the mysterious stranger went flying through the window to his death. Ma, however, gets some information Monday that makes her wonder whether there isn't more to the story than has been told. But now this is Charlie Warren speaking for Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne, inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, new Oxydol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.